The author of 3 Minutes in Poland, Glenn Kurtz, is set to speak in Shreveport tonight for Centenary College's annual Van Tine Lecture. 6 years ago, Kurtz was digging in his parents' closet and found a vacation video shot by his grandfather in 1938. Kurtz restored the fragile 16-millimeter footage and discovered 3 minutes of his grandfather's hometown in Poland 1 year before the outbreak of World War II. Kurtz was haunted by the faces, smiling children jumping up in front of the camera. More than 70 years later, he wanted to put a name to some of these faces because, he says, the Holocaust is about numbers.
Instead of being a number, instead of being a statistic, or instead of being, you know, sort of a recitation of the horrors in the abstract, it's very much a personal story. It's about a particular community and a few people who it was possible to identify.
Kurtz's presentation will trace his detective-like journey, tapping into archives around the world. He says it took almost a year for him to even identify the town where these 3 minutes in Poland were filmed. He attempted to build a micro-history of this predominantly Jewish town with this family movie, the last lingering artifact of the town.
We think of the Holocaust as being some thing that happened on this extraordinary scale, but in the end, it was something that happened to individuals, and every one of those 6 million people was an individual with a name, with a story, with a life, with family.
The Van Tine series honors Holocaust survivors Rose and Louis Van Tine, who dedicated themselves to retelling their stories. The public lecture begins at 7 o'clock this evening in Centenary's Bynum Commons.